Your mother walked out of the show.
She did at that moment. She said, actual witchcraft, I have to go. I'm not joking. Broadway.
I think about that.
Every time I hear that
almost
song.
Almost daily.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think about that almost daily.
I think about it a lot.
Because I think about how traumatic that must be to think that the devil is there.
Is there in that song coming for you and your children.
Have you ever experienced anything where you thought the devil was there?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, a shadow person?
No.
Oh.
But I definitely, I mean, yeah, girl, I grew up in Christianity. I imagine the devil was there.
Were there ever snakes in your church?
No, but that is a very common, yeah. Everyone was
too
like.
Too bad.
I know, honestly, we too were just kind of one step away, but, like, everything else is in place.
I mean, the minute that you said you used to, like, you know, basement hop, essentially, I was like, where are the snakes?
Basement hop.
I don't know. You felt like you didn't have a real, like, church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was about the time that I left, though.
Yeah. They were bringing the snakes in a little bit later on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They were bringing in J.D. Vance, and he was like, listen, you got to have a donut.
Well, and then he said, look at this lovely vinyl couch. And I said,
you like vinylets?
You like nice vinyl leather?
20 pounds.
You ever been to Ashley Furniture?
Have you ever been to Ashley Furniture?
Oh, yeah.
Better yet, have you ever been inside an Ashley Furniture?
Was it crispy?
Oh, it was creamy.
It was creamy.
Crispy cream.
Wow.
Run, don't walk to that video.
Welcome.
Oh my God. Welcome to another
episode.
Oh. Exhilarating. Drag trash.
What's happening?
Listen, if you didn't catch last episode, we made these wonderful drawings of ourselves. I love it so much.
I do too. Hang on. I have to pose like her for a second.
Okay. It's girl with the pearl earring. Pearl earring.
Pearl earring.
Cognac.
Goyles.
Goyles. Bring back my goyles. I think it's great. Let me do this
one. Yeah, go for it.
I got to get into method.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was it.
God, I love these so much.
I do too. Thank you so much. Wow.
Please watch that episode if you haven't. Enjoy. Draw yourself.
Draw yourself. It's a fun exercise.
I think it's a really fun exercise.
Draw your friend. It's funny. It's funny.
It's like, get somebody like Emily Gilmore in here.
Oh.
Say, sit across from that table. Not that you're Emily Gilmore.
No, but that's actually, I love this premise. Keep going.
Get Emily Gilmore. You know she's going to be here in St. Louis.
Really?
Hawking her new book. Yeah. So get her in here. Be like, sit on that side of the table. Here's your piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Here's some little markers. Draw me.
Go crazy.
Go crazy, draw me.
Oh, I actually love the idea, though, of, like, convincing your snooty grandma that, like, you're going to draw her and be like, sit for this portrait, grandma, la, la, la. And then you turn it around and she doesn't know it's a joke. Go do that.
Yeah. Do you watch on TikTok people just, like, filming their grandparents and, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'll be playing video games.
Oh, there are whole accounts that are just dedicated to, like,
Video games, and they're like, look at this terrible crash that happened on the news. And they're playing, like, Grand Theft Auto Miami Vice.
And they believe it. They're like, oh, my God!
I love
that's
that.
That's funny.
I want to live in that delusion.
Same. And I don't think that it's far for us, because we are still on that cusp where we, like, the uncanny valley, we can see it.
Yes.
But... it's only a matter of time before we can't. Because going.
Oh.
And.
Going. I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
No.
Old.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Speaking of Uncanny Valley, you know what we watched the first episode this week?
Oh, what?
That new Brian Jordan Alvarez show.
The English teacher.
The English teacher.
Yeah, how was it?
Okay. I have some thoughts.
Okay.
I have some crispy thoughts.
Okay.
First off. I didn't think it was possible to do a dry comedy on television anymore.
Oh, really? And it's working?
I think it's working.
Yeah.
I think that pilot episode's a little rough.
Okay.
But they're showing you this is what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. It's a lot like Veep mixed with West Wing, because it kind of feels like the writing is, well, I think it's supposed to be like natural conversation.
It's a little bit aspirational, is that what I'm hearing as well? Because that's always what I got from West Wing, where it's like, this is how government could work.
Absolutely
if it were actually
not. It is
like,
not aspirational. Okay. No. I just mean like the conversations are like talking over each other constantly, and it's like
saying.
Very fast exchange.
Yeah.
So you have to keep up.
Okay, I like that.
Some really funny moments.
Yeah.
But you really got to be listening.
Okay.
But can I just say, this is where we get the little Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Listen, Brian Jordan Alvarez is just Will Schuster. They've got the Beast PE teacher. And they got Miss Norbury as the other teacher. It's literally Glee.
It's Glee.
Yeah, they got the three of them.
Interesting.
And I was like, you could put their picture side by side. They're like, pull out that wardrobe.
But it's English and not Glee Club.
It's school.
It's school.
It's school. And I will say, I thought it was going to be more about the students.
Oh, okay.
But it's
well,
about...
it's called English Teacher.
Yeah, well, it's called Glee. Was there Glee on that show?
No, that's true. That's true. Was it Krispy?
What?
Right.
Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme?
Right.
But actually.
I actually have.
Was it Krispy?
No.
Yeah,
what is it with that name?
Liars.
Fools.
You know they fry donuts, right? Do they fry donuts?
Yeah.
Some donuts.
I think they that's
like bake
the traditional,
and fry.
I don't know. I do know that you have to use a special kind of like rye something in it. That's what makes them there. Or maybe that's bagels. And now I'm getting mixed up.
You know, I love bagels.
Ooh, me too, girl. Talk about something that we are parading as breakfast food that is just like literally a whole day's meal in a piece of bread.
Can we talk about...
So good.
I love sandwiches.
Oh, same. I think
you
it's
love sandwiches.
Food. Yeah.
We went to Whole Foods for lunch today. We walk in, immediately knew something was wrong.
Yeah, the vibe was off.
Smelled like fish.
Yeah.
Their refrigerators 100% broke down last night.
They did.
And they lost some
that's
stuff.
That's right. And that's why it smelled like fish.
Damn. So I'm like, I've been dreaming about this sandwich for a week. We need to go have another sandwich. Mm-hmm. It's nothing special. It's Swiss and turkey on some pashmina bread.
But
yes.
When you're being that... simple, you want to make sure the ingredients
taste
are just so.
All
exactly,
of them,
exactly.
And you make sure that they're all just so.
Yeah.
We go over there, we pick out our chips first, and then we go over there, and there's a sign that says close. And I'm like, James, it's closed.
At lunchtime, by the way.
At lunchtime, 11:30. Yeah. Early lunchtime.
Early lunchtime, old.
And, oh. A little chocolate. A little coffee chocolate. And, not the bollworms. Okay, so I'm like, okay, well, let's walk around.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get something different.
Yeah.
I don't know how long we walked around, but it was quite a long time.
It felt like that. It was maybe 2 minutes.
There was this woman waiting there for a sandwich, though, first off. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's been waiting there a long time.
And she wasn't moving.
She was shifty. She's just shifting. Not shifty.
No.
She was shifting.
But not like, losing her spot. Right up against the counter.
Oh.
All the deli workers were looking at her, and she says, I'm here for a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually, the
that
woman...
woman's name... Millie. No, I'm kidding.
No, she had curly hair, and mine's obviously straight.
Straight.
Like my sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm. Hetero. I'm a male. I'm a man. I'm a heterosexual. I keep interrupting. Go.
She gets her sandwich. I get my sandwich. I don't even remember. Oh! I go, last time I filled out a little slip, and you just hand them the slip, and she thought it was really funny that, you know, there was, like, 30 things on that, and I had marked 3 different things. And she goes, do you want it toasted? And I was like, no. First off, a sandwich should never be toasted. If you're gonna get something hot on it, that element is hot on its own. The bacon gets heated up on its own. The meatballs get heated up on their own.
I'm going to agree with you on this one, because otherwise we're having a panini.
Yes.
And the cheese is melting,
yes.
And the lettuce is
don't
no longer
that.
Hot.
Don't
I, like,
that.
It's a whole thing. I absolutely agree with that, because there's also nothing worse. There's nothing worse on this planet than when it's hot bread and that's it.
Yeah.
And everything else in there is cold, but they haven't let the hot bread just like get dry
and
cool enough.
Right.
And
yes.
It does fuck everything up. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so I said no toasted.
Yeah.
So I go, I want turkey in Swiss.
Yeah.
And she goes, we don't have any Swiss. I was like, cheddar. And she goes, we don't have any cheddar either. And I was like, okay, what do you have?
Right.
And she goes, we got provolone and pepper jack, both of which I've never had before, I don't think.
Okay.
Maybe on pizza.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so I was like, well, pepper jack sounds spicy.
A little bit.
So I was like, well, we'll go with the provolone. That's about the time you walk up, mm-hmm. and I'm like, James, do I like provolone? And you go... And it was good.
It was good. Good.
The end of that story.
It all worked out.
It all worked out. Listen.
And now, yeah, exactly. That was a face you're making at the sandwich person.
That was a terrible story.
That was great.
I think there was a big moral to that story, which was if Whole Foods smells like fish, just back out.
Or, you know, wait it out a minute.
Different perspective.
Be patient, and you'll still get what you like.
Yeah, because let's be honest, that sandwich was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Water,
I didn't drink it,
good.
But it was good.
Scooters, good. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Back to Emily Gilmore. You know, I've been getting a lot of TikToks about her.
Why?
I don't know. They want to push Gilmore Girls on me for some reason.
Again?
And I was like, I've watched it once. Yeah. That's all I need.
And that's quite a lot to watch.
Yes.
Yes.
And there were some moments I really liked. Mm-hmm. There were some things I didn't like. Emily Gilmore was great.
Best part of the show, in my opinion.
I see a lot of memes of her. Mm-hmm. And my favorite meme, when it's like a picture of her. Mm-hmm. And it's like, imagine asking Emily Gilmore to scan a QR code.
I know.
And I'm just like, exactly.
Exactly.
Because yeah. That's how all of us feel.
Yes. Or, yeah, like, ask her to, read off of a QR code menu or something like yeah. that. It's like, never.
No. That's Give me so a funny. Menu.
Yeah.
Give me a menu.
Right.
Give me a menu.
Some of her standards are mine.
Oh, and that poor man is dead.
Richard. The grandpa. Yeah, he is dead. No, I agree. Give me a menu. I'm like, I get what you're doing here. It's more sanitary. You're saving money. Mm-hmm. But also not everybody has a cell phone. So it's a little bit elitist.
I think, I'm sorry, just have both.
Just have both. Yeah, and if somebody asks, give them a regular menu.
Better yet, have three. Get a Braille menu too.
Oh, duh. Yeah.
Have you ever read Braille?
I have, yeah. I can't read it, but I have touched it. Yes. I remember when your mom came into our class in elementary school
oh, yeah.
and taught us the Braille alphabet.
I used to know how to do the alphabet. I don't remember now.
Yeah.
Used to be able to.
I used to be able to do a lot of things.
Oh my God.
I used to be able to touch my toes.
I can still touch my toes.
Can you?
Certain ways. Wait, I'm checking my phone real quick.
Okay.
Because I have a list of some stuff.
Okay.
I had a list. oh, girl.
It's so confusing sometimes.
What
to
about
be
what?
A girl.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the most confusing part about being a girl?
Probably the vagina. Where
You've
is
got
it?
Got one of those platinum cards.
Gold carrying. Yeah, oh God, this came up earlier. We were talking about that old weird gay thing that guys used to do.
Weird thing that guys used to do. Which one?
Which one? No, that gay guys used to do, which was like, say that you're a gold or platinum card carrying gay member if you haven't had sex or kissed a woman. What were all the levels?
Girl.
So like, wait, the craziest one was like platinum carrying because it meant that your mom had a C-section.
So you that is great.
Literally
You've
never touched
it.
A vagina.
I hate that.
I hate that too.
Why do we care? Why do we care?
I think once upon a time that was probably really funny.
Yeah.
And then we stopped straight bashing as much, so it just became less funny.
Oh my God. I'm so tired of men thinking they're better than women.
Oh, right.
Did you see that video, Paris Hilton? She DJs now, right? She does.
Yeah, she does.
That's a fashionable thing to do, I guess.
Yeah.
People love doing it.
It's great.
I couldn't do it. I think that's too many things.
It is a little pressure, like you gotta do it, yeah.
Just have somebody else do it.
Yeah, for real, just hit play.
Anyways, I guess there were people holding up like signs that are like, you're not really doing anything, you're faking it. And you know what she goes? She goes, I'm Paris Hilton, I'm blonde, I'm hot, and you're not, put your signs down.
Love that.
I love that, she's like, you can't handle me because I'm a woman.
Right.
And I'm doing something that you want to be doing.
Sorry. Also, like, She's been doing DJing for a long time now.
Of course.
And
what else do you do when you have all that money?
She's like a recording artist as well.
I love that song.
I love that song.
Even though the stars are crazy, even though the stars are blind.
Yeah, it's always the stars.
And you're gonna go so tizzy, I'll show you mine.
Yeah, great song.
Oh my God.
And it just, because it probably came a little easier and all of those things, you want to hate her, that's great. She's laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
She doesn't have anything to prove to anybody.
I saw a satellite
Nor
image.
Would she try. Sorry. I just think it's funny that you try to pick a fight with Paris Hilton, someone right. who once wore a shirt that says stop being poor. Like, get perspective.
God.
She's not the one
Call
who's
Melania.
Going.
Melania.
Totally.
Where is Melania?
I heard that she's getting ready to do a book tour because she's got a memoir coming out.
I'd go.
Not me.
I'd go like this.
Do you care?
Well,
do you remember that shirt?
Girl, that's why I brought her up.
Yeah. You cannot hide behind that. She's like, oh, some stylist just picked it out for me as I'm going to the border. Can't get over that.
You know, I can't get over. You know what was really interesting today? Mm. I'm changing subjects.
Yeah, sure.
When we were watching Courtney Act talking to Katya mm-hmm. earlier, and I was like, you know, it's so refreshing to get a different perspective of America from somebody who isn't from here. Mm-hmm. And just how stupid we are.
Oh, totally. Idiotic.
And like, I'm just like, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, everything you're saying makes sense. Because it was a lot of this, like, I didn't have to deal with this. I didn't have to think about this until I came here kind of stuff. And we're just like, yeah. Yeah.
It's really quite crazy if you think about it.
This little conundrum we put ourselves into.
Well, Dad, we're supposed to be the greatest country in the world.
Oh, I know. Just in name. Not indeed.
I don't know what this is, but you're welcome.
Yeah. Mm. That's probably so offensive somehow.
This?
Who knows? Yeah.
Scissors.
I well, can't do that quickly scissor. Like you can. Can you do this?
Bang, now? Bang. Calm me down. Bang, bang. No, girl, I can't. I don't know what I'm doing there. Girl, I'm an alien. Oh, man.
No, it's been a week. Anything new or exciting or momentous happening on your timeline?
I mean, did I talk about last time how I sent out queries for my
no,
book?
No, you didn't. Get
I did on Friday. It's been 1 week.
Yeah.
Sent them out.
Wow.
Anything? Monday. I don't remember.
Yeah. Let me get a hair for you.
I saw it. Okay, well, two rejections this week, but that's okay.
That's okay. To be expected. Part of the process.
Some skip overs, which
okay,
is good news.
That's fine.
And we're still working.
Wow, exciting.
You know, you just gotta try.
You gotta try, you gotta put it out
if
there.
If you don't try,
you miss you're doing 100% of shots you don't take.
You're sitting alone in the VIP with the 100 people that did do the shot.
This is true.
Something like that.
Something like that.
You get on that airplane alone, mm-hmm. not going further than 6 feet back, what'd she say?
Right, but then if you get on there with 100 people, there could be one person.
There could be one person with
and
a bomb.
And that person's the pilot. Oh.
That different fifth planes. Plane.
Fifth plane? Oh.
You know that story?
We are so far beyond communicating to an audience at this point that could ever understand what we're talking about that we also have to now move on again. Because you're getting into some third tower theory shit.
There was
and
a
I
fifth
cannot
plane! There was a fifth plane!
Shut up.
No. Oh, Tower Grove Pride is coming up.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the month.
We are going.
We're coming. We're coming for you. We're like, just like be... we're going, and I'm like, we're coming.
We're going to be walking around.
Yeah, what are you going to wear?
Maybe this.
Yeah. Well, did you wear that last year, though? I keep hitting my mic.
I got coffee.
Well,
no, I wore the moth dress last year.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so sort of similar.
I guess it depends on how warm it's going to be.
That was a choice.
What?
To wear that
it
velour.
Was hot. It was hot.
Yeah.
Well, the shoes were a choice, too.
Okay, keep coming at me. I
that was
you.
Really funny, though.
That was really funny. Listen, all I needed to do was cut open the bottom of my pantyhose.
Yeah.
But I was slipping and sliding, girl, and eventually I did just give it
I
up.
Was like,
it was bad.
I was like, I cannot allow you to go out in public without pantyhose. Here's some pantyhose.
Yeah, and then truly a newborn giraffe. That's what was happening.
That was so fun, though.
It was fun.
And it was fun. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, that was so fun. And it was fun.
No, but like, and would you trade it for anything?
Oh, no. I think a great experience. Yeah.
No.
Guess what else happened this week?
What happened?
We have 100 followers.
100 subscribers. Actually, 102 now.
102.
But that's so exciting.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you to, I'm forgetting her name now, but the person who was our 100th subscriber.
Well, let's look.
I think it was Nick's.
Not Tornado Alley. Ah. Not Scooters.
Oh, go to comments. And then ones that I haven't responded to, click the X on that. So it'll show all of them.
Oh, Nyx loves coffee.
Nyx loves coffee.
That's right.
He's 100 subscribers. Oh, thank you. That's really exciting.
I love that.
We've been doing this for a little over 6 months now.
That's wild.
It's pretty cool.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
It's so fun to just get to, like, I don't know, do nothing.
Agreed. Even though we're doing so much. You were like, it's great to just not do a thing.
Well, because it's like, it's not work, but it's work.
It's work, but it is true that you never work a day in your life if you're doing something you love.
That's exactly right. Because I was, yeah.
But just don't depend on that for money. I think that's the key thing. Like, I can work all day long on this because I love it. Yeah. But when it comes to earning money, this can't be how I do that.
Okay, yes.
Solely.
Scott and I were talking about this, how, like, he's like, you need to get a hobby where it doesn't feel like you're working.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think that's me. Because when I'm proactively doing something, I want to be learning. I want to be working.
Yes, yes.
I want to be bettering myself.
Yeah.
So if that's writing, drawing, sewing, I'm always pushing myself.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to do something different. And so he was like, okay, I hear that. And a bit later, he comes back and he's like, sometimes when you just sit in the chair and you watch TikTok for 2 hours, that's when you turn off your brain. And I was like, exactly.
Yeah.
That is when I get to turn off my brain and just veg out on nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a crime.
I think it's a little like meditation.
Yes.
I think that you can get taken by the content.
Yes.
It is a little bit more of like a more intense sort of like distilled version of life where like you still gotta ride those waves, but they're coming at you fast and hard.
Well, and this is really interesting because I've been reading a lot about like serotonin and endorphins and how the excess of video and imagery and that wanting things quicker and quicker and quicker and how that really upsets your nervous system.
Yeah, without you realizing it sometimes either.
Because there will be times where like this, she knows when she's pushing an agenda, she knows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I'll be sitting there and I'll be like, I got to get off this. I'm getting mad.
I'm getting mad. Right.
And I'm like, this stuff's not real. It's real, but usually it is so minute.
Right.
That, like, I should not be wasting guilt or shame or anger on these things that, like,
you don't have control on.
I don't have control over.
I think it just, it makes the world feel smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel connected to these things.
Yes.
And then you start to care like they're in your immediate sphere of influence.
Yes. And they're not.
And they're not.
No.
And it's like, I have to get perspective of like, what can I control in this? And if I can't solve the world's problems.
Just gotta let it go.
I have to.
Oh my God. You just gotta.
It doesn't mean I don't care. It doesn't mean that I don't want to contribute to the help.
No.
Because I do.
Yeah.
And I do try in my own ways. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that I have to spend hours right now figuring that out and then sweating over it, because that is what my body wants to do when that happens.
We are not changing the world
yet.
But
give us $2 million though.
I'll get you an album. Oh my God, what songs would you put on your album? I would sing that Liza Minnelli song where she sang that Sondheim song that was like, I'm losing my mind.
Oh, the disco version,
losing
though.
My mind.
That is for you.
Oh.
That is for you. And I'll do the Stephen Sondheim song that is I'm Still Here.
Oh, my God.
Elaine Stritch version.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
The singles.
Two songs, $1 million each.
We could do that, actually. Yeah. If you want us to release the tapes, pay up. One, two,
$1 million.
I really didn't know where you're going with that for a second.
Well, I wanted to say one, and then I wanted to say billion, and then I was just like, I don't know where I am.
But then two, because we had two.
I mean, I'd split $1 million.
You got there.
I'd split $1 million with you. I'd buy a house. Oh, God. We looked at a house down here. $1,300 a month. Well, it was further.
Oh.
But $1,300 a month house. No, duplex.
Okay.
We didn't look at it because the guy was like, I'm having brunch right now. And we're like, do you want to sell this house?
Do you
want to
sell
house?
This? Yeah.
Must not be that desperate.
Must not be that good.
Must not be that good.
Not desperate to show it off because he knows it's trash.
Brunch. The minute Scott said that, I was like,
He's sucking dick and cock behind the Wendy's. That's what he's got on the agenda.
That's why they're hanging on for dear life.
Yeah. Because the cruising spot's all they got left.
You know, I really love their chili.
I like Wendy's a lot. I do too. That spicy chicken sandwich is like a deep, near and dear to me. Love it. Yeah. Their fries are good when they get them right. The Frosties are good when they get them
Frosties.
Right.
Frosties. Sometimes.
The nuggets are good if they are like crisp.
Sometimes a spicy nugget gets in with the regular nuggets, and I have to calm myself down because it's a little spicy.
Fire.
Yeah. You know that like tornado siren?
Yeah, you start going. Woo! They got a spicy one.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's some pepper on that one.
But yeah, they're not in their peak era right now. We were talking about this.
Yeah.
Restaurants have their peak eras.
Well.
And their flop eras, right? Yeah. So Cane's right now
has
and will be, hopefully for a minute, in their peak era.
Do you know how many people at my work hate Cane's?
I don't want to know.
Too many.
Too many.
And
one
I said,
is enough.
You don't get it.
You don't get it.
You don't get it.
Honestly, if you don't like America, you should leave.
Honestly, go get a dog.
Honestly,
dog.
Right. Move to Europe or something.
You don't like it.
You don't like it? Hey!
I love those.
There's the door!
I love those videos of, like, you know, 22-year-olds interviewing Trumpsters, and they're like, do you believe in the Second Amendment?
Right.
And they're like, yeah, get those illegals out! Yeah, and you're like, no.
Or when they eat their words.
Yes.
I just love that, too, where they're like, so, you don't believe in the death penalty, but you literally just want to kill all of these people. And they're like,
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Let them eat their words.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cock. So no, brunch, that girl lied.
That girl lied.
Yeah.
It's like the girl who's trying to sublet her apartment down the block where, I told you about this, right?
Yeah, but say it again.
But it was like $1,600 a month for one more bedroom than we already have.
Which, if I had to guess,
yeah,
is probably like the sunroom, like I have here.
Correct.
Which is a feature in a lot of apartments here.
Which is
it's
not,
a nice little extra space, but it is not a bedroom.
It's not a bedroom. And she goes, yeah, the backyard is only for the bottom stairs neighbor.
We did talk about this.
And we're like, what? She goes, yeah, they moved in before me, so they kind of staked claim. And I'm like, what, in college? Utero? I was like, I hate this.
I thought that this was a property.
Exactly.
With a lease.
Exactly.
With contracts that have to do with how much of the property that you can
Shady.
Access. Yeah, no. And I have, like, the worst reviewed landlord in St. Louis. So I know about shady.
Can I tell you, we drove by the other day and she was sitting on the front porch with her two dogs. And I was like, oh, she moved into that apartment thinking she was going to let her two dogs in that backyard. And those people said, absolutely not.
So she was like, if I can't. And she's the landlord? Oh, no, she's a subletter. She's subletting.
We think she's trying to sublet it. She's trying to get out. Because she can't use the backyard for the dogs.
Right. And you know what I bet, too? I bet it's not a super legal sublet.
Absolutely
I bet it's not.
Not
in her contract that she can
absolutely
do that.
Not.
I love it.
Good luck.
Yeah, seriously.
And also $1,600.
She's
not only
fucked.
Is she trying to do something illegal by doing
oh,
that.
She's
like,
gouging.
I'm paying maybe $1,200. I'm going to get an extra $400 out
Which
of this.
Which is so naive. I'm sorry. Like, you are
You're
outrageously.
Stuck with it. You're stuck with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're so mean sometimes.
No, but the like anyone looking for an apartment somewhere right now can find someone something better, cheaper, where their dogs can go.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a sublet. It's going to be a real lease.
I told Scott that I'm kind of into getting a dog.
Oh, what kind?
Just a smally dog.
Yeah.
Not a small dog, like a medium dog.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Do you like, we were talking about like Scottish Terriers last week.
Those yes. Are cute.
Those are cute.
Yes. I'm a little bigger than that though.
Okay.
I want a little dog that I'm just kind of like, yeah, he's my friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, companion.
Companion dog. Because yeah. Little dogs are not companion dogs. Sorry.
No, they can, like some lap dogs can be a little bit, but they're also
toy.
Getting wild. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's like baby doll.
Yeah. Yeah. And they can be sort of fussy.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're also kind of getting like a show.
Yes.
Where medium dogs, you're getting like the, you're getting the best of both worlds.
I'm getting maybe sits with me.
Yeah.
Or sits next to me.
Yeah. Chill.
Wants me to rub its little head.
Good vibes. Good with your friends and your guests.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Three legs.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. So you want to find a place then with a little bit of yard.
Scott wants a yard. I don't know why.
It's just so much upkeep. And that's always been my opinion since I was like a kid who had to do yard work
yeah.
with his dad.
I was spared
on
that.
On his birthday?
My parents loved to do yard work, so we didn't get to do it. Ugh. Also, if we did it wrong?
I never was like that. I was too guilty. My sister, Kim,
yeah.
used to do that, though.
Really?
She would be like, oh, yeah. It was like, I'm going to unload the dishwasher the worst that I can, so they never asked me to do it again. And it fucking worked.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Never but did yeah, anything like that.
I had to pour mulch on my birthday. Spread it out. I'll never forget it.
Love is like manure.
Mm-hmm.
No, not love. Money is like manure.
Yeah, gotta spread it around.
It ain't worth nothing unless you spreading it around.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he was trying to teach me that day.
Dirt.
Didn't learn it.
Well, it wasn't manure, it was mulch. Different M word.
True. Not the same lesson.
Moo.
Moo point.
Moo point.
Wow.
It's a moo point. Is it mute or moot?
Do not ask me. I do not know.
You really don't know?
I really don't know.
Moot or mute?
I think it's moot, if I had to guess.
Stupid. Hate that.
Is it a real word?
Dumb. I was watching this video the other day. I love TikTok for this reason. This is what we're getting into.
Okay.
Investigative,
mm-hmm.
investigation,
mm-hmm.
journalism,
mm-hmm.
people who are in high school keeping their counties accountable.
Oh, that. Yeah, account to counties.
Account to counties.
Yeah.
Because, no, I was watching this one. This kid was like high school age and he's standing on the side of this road and he's like talking into a microphone. Uh-huh. I'm like, this is what we need. People
yeah.
who are taking a proactive stance in their
engaged.
Community.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'm about to read you headline of a newspaper article last week.
Okay.
And it said something like, pedestrian killed right here. But you know why that pedestrian was killed right there?
Mm-hmm.
Because a car was speeding, one, mm-hmm. and then the car just hit them.
Yeah.
And the police guy came out and he said, well, you know, that's really too bad, but they should have just used the crosswalk. You know where that nearest crosswalk was?
Where?
About 5 miles north.
Right.
And you know what I want to say? Where are our sidewalks? Everywhere.
Yeah.
Why aren't our cities walkable? Why can't I get from point A to point B without tripping or dying or getting run over?
Yeah. You'd think it'd be simple enough, but really the roads are the first priority.
And I just think...
And barely that.
Are you saying to somebody in a wheelchair, oh, you can't cross the road right here? You gotta go 5 miles that way on the side of a road without any sidewalk.
Yep.
To find the nearest pedestrian walkway?
Mm-hmm. That is what they're saying.
Go to hell.
Yeah. And also, like, to the people
yeah.
that you already can't get this job.
Right,
or
right.
Or go to this place
right.
where you want to.
Oh.
Like, the accessibility is outrageous. Or the inaccessibility.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's bad.
But to balance that out, I was watching these other TikToks about these women who make these, like, jelly cats.
Ooh.
And they, like, dust them and stuff. And they're, like, stretchy jelly cats.
Ooh.
And I want one so bad.
Wait, so they like form like they're a like, regular cat and then you can like, right.
They're like squishy like this.
Okay.
And then she like dusts them with powder and they're not sticky anymore. Like sticky like on your hand.
Right.
And then she like paints them. with like dust and stuff.
Okay.
Like cosmetics, pastels or something.
You.
And it's a cat. It's a jiggly cat.
Okay, I gotta
And she's
see
like, meow, meow. Okay. She makes meowing noises.
I thought the jiggly cat did, and that was scary.
No.
Okay. I'd have to see it, because what I'm imagining is a little scary.
I mean, it was a little scary the first time I saw it. And I said, I kind of like this. And after I sent it to Gaga and was like, do we get these?
And you know what? Oh, don't choke. You never will.
I never will.
It's like the gift hinting thing is not a thing for you. No matter how, and for somebody who doesn't want anything new, really.
Yeah.
And when you do, you can be so specific about it. Like, I finally do want this one thing. Yeah. You're never going to get it.
It's okay.
You're never going to get it.
I be grateful for what you have.
It's true. Do you know what I really want?
What you want?
I want
what
a you long really, really want. Furby.
I want a long Furby so bad.
I think we just got to make them.
Oh, yeah, let's make it.
But I don't have my own Furby.
We'll get some.
We got to cut the faces off of
them. I think we make this an endeavor.
I would like to keep it functional, though.
Oh.
I think it would be fun to keep all the tech.
Oh. Well, we can find Furbies pretty cheap, I think.
Yeah, we could.
We just have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be an episode.
Okay.
Do you like long Furbs?
Ready?
I love long Furbies.
I do too. I think they're fabulous.
I love any kind of Furby.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I even like the ones where they were putting the McDonald face Furbies on things.
Oh, me too.
I like that.
Wait,
too.
Have you seen like the Furby bag recently? Did I send you that?
I don't.
Somebody
think
made
so.
A Furby bag. It's really cute.
I love that. I love
I'll
Furbies.
Show it
Sorry.
It's a little bit different.
I think that is the ultimate kid's toy to me.
It was the first. I mean, it wasn't the first because I guess Teddy Ruxpin was kind of like that, right?
Yeah.
But like, it was such a leap.
Oh.
In, like, because growing up, too, being where we were in time,
yes.
tech was pressing really,
yes.
really fast.
Yes,
so
yes.
to have a toy that was so advanced tech-wise, it mm-hmm. was just like, whoa, we are in the future. And it was so hot, too, that it was like, you had to have one. Had to.
I know I've told the story before about winning all those Furbies at the McDonald's. I know I've told that. Yes.
No.
Yes, where like, okay, when Furbies were really hot and all the McDonald's had Furby contests.
Yeah.
And I
not the little
no,
ones.
No, they had real ones.
No, you haven't told me this.
And so my parents got a bunch of those little tickets and we filled them out one night, dropped them in everywhere. I won like four Furbies.
Four full-size Furbies? What the were they all different?
There was a black one, a gray one with dots and little pink,
mm-hmm.
and I think the one that's like black and white.
Okay.
And I think there were two of the gray and pink ones, which I didn't like the gray and pink ones.
Mm, but I've got others, so it's not a big deal.
Listen, I love Furbies. I don't have them anymore. I mean,
You have one, but it's a newer one, right?
I have a newer one, and I have, the only old one I have is the old Gizmo from Gremlins, because they did make that, and I thought that was the most wonderful thing in the entire
That's
world.
That's pretty special.
Because, well, it's because we all thought Furbies were like Gremlins, and they were going to eat us.
Right.
Why did people think they were going to eat us?
They were that convincing.
People thought they were spying on your children.
Well, it was also kind of like the first like AI sort of.
Yes.
Where like there were all of these rumors, and I think some of them true, where they're like, I taught my Furby how to say cuss words and stuff like that. And like this Furby did this, but they were acting
urban legends.
They were acting different from what I heard than all the other Furbies. But I didn't have one. So I couldn't confirm.
Wait, we will make long Furbies.
Okay, great.
I really like that idea. They have great faux fur at Joanne.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's go.
You were saying what I really, really want a second ago, and it made me think of that metal, I was singing that earlier, that metal remix of that song. Do you remember that? Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I want to, I want to really, really, really want to sing a sick guy. It's great.
Oh.
It's so good.
God.
I put that on repeat for about 15 minutes and just headbanged.
Oh my God.
It's great. Wow.
How's your head?
Well, never had any complaints. Right.
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 You ever had a Krispy Kreme?
Right.
Can I tell you, before we sign off, because I think we're getting close.
Yeah,
all you over there, you'll notice how different this looks. Do you notice how different it looks?
I did.
I washed it.
Wow! I did, but now that you mention it, I actually do.
I looked at it and I was like, girl, this is dingy.
Girl.
It is brown. I washed it.
You washed it. Yay! She's anyway, a new woman.
She is a new woman. I brought it to work. I had no idea that it was that dirty, first off. That was one of those, like, blind things where you get blind to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's also one of those things, like, you put it on your cup every day. It's like you don't wash your keys. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't wash your keys. Who says? Who says?
When was the last time you washed your keys?
When's the last time you washed your ass? With those fingernails.
Acrylic girlies, we know you have shit under there. We know you do. And I don't believe you when you say it's hygienic. No. I'm sorry. Unless every single time you're washing your hands, you're getting in there with like a brush.
Yeah.
And then like a needle.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I went to Subway. The last time I went to Subway, the woman who made my sandwich had about 2-inch nails. I didn't eat the sandwich. Yeah, I couldn't do it. All I was thinking about was poop.
Yeah, that's where I go to. Well, enjoy your week.
Enjoy Vail.
Enjoy Vail.
Listen, love yourself.
Yeah.
Paint yourself.
Paint.
Then draw yourself. Like one of them French girls. Yeah, you really did make me naked.
I did.
You said nude.
At first I was going for breasts. And okay, then I thought, nope, that's clavicle.
Clavicle, yeah. I see it. Yeah. Love it.
Me too.
Your line work is so steady. Look at that.
Wow. Crazy.
You really said, this is it. This is the line.
I'm actually pretty proud about how symmetrical it is because I redrew this bit a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's great. And you used, a lot of people have problem using the entire area. You used the entire area.
I did do that. Wow.
Love that. Art class.
And I mean, you're an actual artist, so.
I mean, it's fine. It's funny. It's funny. You kind of look like a Daria character or something.
Oh, a little bit. Yeah, I see that style. Wow. Draw yourself.
Long. I make everybody long.
Wow, the sun came back out all of a sudden. I thought it had set.
Girl, I started watching Interview with a Vampire.
Oh. Is it good? Juicy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
I was like, Scott, do you care if I watch this without you? And he's like, yeah, because he was going to bed last night.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I put it on. He did not move from his chair.
That good. Damn it. Now I've got to get into it. It's on Netflix now, right?
It's on Netflix. We've only seen the first 15 minutes because Scott was like...
Of the first episode?
Yeah, he was like, you have to turn it off because I like this too much.
Shit.
The writing is phenomenal.
Shit.
The writing is phenomenal.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, well, there goes my weekend.
And, I mean, at least the vampire's hot.
I cannot be more attracted to one of those leads. I don't know which one it is. So hot.
I'm guessing, now, I've never seen the Brad Pitt movie, and I've never read the book.
It is a very strange movie.
Oh.
In that it shouldn't work. It seems so silly. Yeah. And I can't imagine how silly it seemed even at the time.
Yeah.
But it has something special to it. And I think... Yeah. That is mostly Kirsten Dunst.
Because
you know
her.
That she was, right?
She's six the or seven. Girl or something.
Yeah, and she, yeah. I mean, she could be acting like she was today. It's that good.
I love Kirsten Dunst.
Oh my God, she's president of America.
I'm sexy. I'm cute. I'm popular. Debut.
No, she's perfect.
You're perfect.
You're perfect.
We're perfect together. You seen those pictures?
No.
Those wicked pictures? They put out new pictures.
I do. I have. So, wait. Bach has a poster now, right?
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
The guy that plays Bach. Yeah. The one.
Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran.
Yep. And you know that video where that redheaded person just walks up the sidewalk and the family doesn't notice and all of a sudden they turn around and they go, and the woman screams really loud?
No.
Someone posted that. Next to his poster. I'll show it to you afterwards, but it is...
I love that.
Exactly right.
I love SpongeBob.
Me too.
I love Elijah Wood. What's his name?
Don't know.
Carrot Top.
Yep.
Love him.
Love him.
Love Ariana Grande.
And love you.
What's her brother's name? Patrick?
Frankie.
Love Frankie.
Frankie. Yeah. Looks exactly like him.
Frankie Gomez.
Yep. Grande.
Oh, right. God, my nose is running.
Okay. Well.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. And.
Remember, crack is whack.
True.
And lasagna is bonza.
That's true.
And.
And you know what? Put that on a pillow.
Lasagna is bonza. Mm-hmm. Banho. Banho.
Banho. Lasagna is bathroom.
I'm going to need a bathroom.
Goodbye.